Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. 1 year ago today, Boston city officials shut down the bridge to Long Island in Boston Harbor. They said it was unsafe. As a result, hundreds of people in homeless shelters and substance abuse treatment programs on the island were instantly displaced. The city scrambled to open temporary shelters, but that left hundreds of people sleeping in cramped conditions for months.
It's basically like there's no room. And it's winter, like that's why women are like sleeping on cots and on the floor. And it's hard since it closed.
That's 44-year-old Emma, who spoke with us in December and didn't want her last name used because she was looking for a job. Now the shelter beds have been replaced in facilities in Boston, including in a new men's shelter. Most of the addiction treatment programs have been relocated. And Mayor Marty Walsh has launched an ambitious plan to end chronic homelessness in Boston by 2018. Boston's chief of housing, Sheila Dillon, is heading up the new initiative. Today she gave us the lay of the land.
Most of our homeless are in shelter. It's been averaging between 1,400 and 1,500 individuals per night.
And how many does that leave on the street?
Typically 100-ish who do not, even though we have a lot of people doing outreach, don't want to come into shelter. As the temperatures get colder, more and more will come in, but they prefer to be on the street. So the vast majority come into shelter, unlike other cities.
So I would assume there's a sense of urgency about finding shelter for the rest of those people.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing effort. We try to get everyone into shelter every night.
So then if there are still people out on the street, though, let's say a veteran population out on the street,
sure.
And I know that the mayor wants to end all homelessness among veterans by the end of this year. That's the deadline, correct?
Yes.
So for that population in particular, what are the remaining challenges? Why are there still people on the street?
Since the mayor made that announcement, we have housed over 450 homeless vets, which is just a staggering number, and we're really proud of that. At last count, we only had 7 homeless veterans on the street with mental illness, and so we're having a hard time getting them to come in. But the remaining homeless veterans, some of them have mental illness and we're having a more difficult time finding them the proper accommodation. Some have pretty significant CORI issues or substance abuse issues. So they're going to need more assistance before we find the right kind of housing for them.
When you house them, how do you track them to make sure that they can stay in the system and that they're getting the care they need if they have substance abuse problems?
This last push to house homeless veterans, we've been working very closely with the VA. And the VA is owning the support services for many of the veterans. And they are following up with them daily, weekly, monthly, depending on the needs of the vets.
Does the city have a way to keep track of that as well to make sure it's really happening?
Oh, absolutely. It is happening. And we do track who comes into the shelter system and when they leave, and if they come back again.
How is technology now working toward your advantage in trying to place the homeless population?
I'm glad you've asked that question, because we've just put out a request for proposals, actually it's due in a couple of weeks, to build a whole new I2 system so that when we encounter someone on the street or someone finds their way to shelter, that a front door army, if you will, they're making a quick assessment of what that individual needs. And if it's clear that they have substance abuse issues and need treatment, that they're getting a treatment bed very, very quickly versus coming into shelter and potentially languishing for weeks before the right intervention is identified. Do they need psychiatric intervention? Do they just need permanent housing with supports? And all of the affordable housing units that are coming available are also in the same system, and we're making matches in this particular system.
Sheila Dillon, you are heading up the mayor's plan, as we said, called an action plan to end veteran and chronic homelessness. The city is saying it's going to take about $12.7 million in new funding on top of the existing funding, that is, to make this happen. Where is that money going to come from?
In addition to the 12, we anticipate spending about $60 million of federal resources as well. But right now, we are starting to fundraise privately for businesses and business leaders, civic leaders that really care about this issue. We're looking internally at using our resources better. We're evaluating the programs that we do fund to make sure that they're doing exactly what they should be doing, and if not, reprogramming that money. The city is putting up some additional resources. So it's going to be a combination.
Sheila Dillon, Boston's Chief of Housing, thank you.
Thank you.